Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
Welcome to it. It's gone 12 after 8 o'clock. It's breakfast on 91.3 FM. My name is Ghulam Fakir. I can't believe that we're in the final stretch of the show. My lines are open throughout. 021-442-3530. Anything you want to talk to me about? Have you made sense of the whole lockdown level 3 regulations, number one? Number two, have you perhaps heard anything about your community, or in your community about the mosques that will be opening up or that will be remaining closed? You know, we know that Bridgetown, for example, is one of them, as well as, Al-Azhar out in Keizersgracht. So we'd love to hear from you. I'd love to get your opinion on it. 072-238-0712. Let me know what it is that you've heard about. But Kanala, don't please send. You can tell me the area, but don't say, unless we've got something official as well, to do that. I want to go over to Malika quickly, but before we do that, so just to sort of give you some context, right? So Malika, she's a matriculant of Altistrava High School. She obviously took social media by storm over the last couple of days with her open letter to President Cyril Ramaphosa and Basic Education Minister Angie Motshekga, urging them to reconsider the decision to reopen schools next week. So she's 17 years old. She wrote in a letter that she was so excited for the final year of school, but the possibility of being infected with COVID-19 is a major cause of stress for her, and it's not worth going back to school for her. The letter was shared almost 7,000 times at the time of going to press, and of course by now it's probably just a little bit more than that. Malika Swell, Assalamu alaikum. Shukran so much for speaking to us this morning.
Wa alaikum salam, and a very good morning to all of the listeners. Thank you for having me.
Yes, you need to come and take over my job here, man. You just sound good already. Listen, Malika, tell us about this quickly. You know, we saw the letter. You are a matriculant at Altistrava High School. What sort of brought you to the point to say, you know what, I've just had enough and I want to write this letter?
Okay, there was obviously quite a few reasons that contributed to why I wrote the letter. And I think that one of the many reasons was because I was really worried about not just my health, but the health of my peers and obviously all educators as well. And another contributing factor was also because I was really worried about the amount of stress that it would place on not just learners again and not just on myself, but on educators as well, returning back to school. And considering that many learners and teachers as well suffer from maybe diabetes, hypertension, and that would make them much more susceptible to the virus, you know. And I think that is what triggered me. And I think also the fact that we all worked so hard to get to grade 12, and now here we are, and now we are filled with so much stress and having to go back to school while we are facing a pandemic, the health risks that it poses, you know.
And did you get a response from either Angie Motshekga or President Cyril Ramaphosa?
I received a response to my email that I addressed in my letter that from the president just stated that we acknowledge with thanks receipt of your correspondence to the correspondence addressed to the President of the Republic. And then that was about it. And then on my Facebook page, where I shared the post, there was quite a few people that mentioned the President's Facebook page, the Minister of Education's Facebook page. So I am hoping that they would have read it.
Talk to us about some of the experiences, you know, as a matric learner. I mean, you literally went to school for the first term, right? And then lockdown happened. You were obviously looking forward to going to study next year, etc. Up until they made the announcement, you know, to say that the schools are now going to be opening for grade 12s and grade 7s from the 1st of June. But by that time, the statistics has also increased for COVID-19 positive cases here in the Western Cape. You know, do you feel comfortable, you know, going to school now?
I think that personally I don't feel comfortable going back to school, because I think that before this decision was taken, I don't think that our president and our Minister of Education realizes that we face so much challenges at school, teachers face so much challenges, we as learners face so much challenges daily, and that we have to keep in mind is under normal circumstances. It's not even during a pandemic, so imagine going back to school and returning and having even more stress on ourselves during a pandemic. I just don't think that we are emotionally ready and that we are health-wise, that we are not ready to return back.
Mm. And also, I mean, you know, the Minister of Basic Education, Angie Motshekga, as well as our provincial minister in the Western Cape, you know, Debbie Schaefer, they... about 2 weeks ago, they said that there will be safety precautions and measures being put, you know, in schools. So you still don't feel confident enough, you know, that schools will be able to make this work?
I wouldn't say that I'm not confident in the plan that they have laid out for us and that it would work. I just think that it hasn't thoroughly been thought through because let's look at it this way. Our teachers need to test temperatures of the learners upon entering the classrooms. They need to sanitize all learners' hands, and they still need to raise awareness on the virus to the learners. So if you look at it realistically, let's say a period is about 40 minutes long, and then we have learners in class, and like we have quite a few learners in class, so that would take sanitizing their hands, checking their temperatures, and speaking about the virus might take 10 to 15 minutes of the period, which means that we'll then be left with about a 25 to 30 minute period, which means that we don't have enough teaching time, and we still, the teachers are expecting to complete the entire syllabus. It's going to put pressure on the learners as well. Knowing that we would have lost contact time, and also they also have laid a plan where they said that all schools will receive personal protective equipment, and as yet some of the schools hasn't even received those equipment yet. And also another concern is that Alsace River, where my school is situated, is a hotspot area for the virus in the Tigerberg metro. So how effective would that plan really be to ensure that we would be safe? Because we have so many learners traveling by public transport outside of the area as well, that live in hotspot areas as well, you know?
Yeah. Now, also, you know, Malika, you know, you are sort of in the swing of things. You are a learner at a particular school. You know, you wrote a letter to President Cyril Ramaphosa. You received, you know, some sort of acknowledgement. I just want you to sort of, I mean, you matric, you know what it looks like on a school, you know, you're now the senior, you know, at your school. Do you see, because one of the conditions are is that all learners should be used or should be wearing masks. Do you think that that is a practical approach? Do you see everybody sitting in class with a mask from grade 8 to grade 12?
I think that if you look at it from the point that grade 8 to 12, we are at a stage where we can listen, we can follow instructions, but then again, we have to realize that we aren't used to this. This is a totally different new way of learning that is being introduced to us. So we are so used to just sitting in class, being able to breathe freely, and now you're going to have this mask over your face. And what about also if we take into consideration that when the learners have to eat, when we have to have lunch, the mask would obviously then have to come off, and where would that then leave us as well? And another contributing factor is also that many of these learners, like I said, travel with public transport, they come to school, and we are in winter season, and it's cold. It's, imagine standing outside of school, waiting to enter into your school, and it starts to rain, you know?
I hear you. It's very, very frustrating. You know, how do you also feel about the fact that, you know, that the minister has made the announcement for schools to open come the 1st of June, albeit being it in a phased-in approach for grade 12s and grade 7s. But, you know, being a grade 12 learner as well, and you obviously had your concerns initially, but now it turns out that there's about 12 schools that have already closed their doors because of reported cases of COVID-19. Is that sort of making you a little bit more, you know, even more sort of conscious and more concerned?
It definitely is making me much more concerned, because if we think about it, many of these people at the 12 schools that have been infected are teachers, they are workers at school. So it just shows that it's not just learners that are in danger, but our teachers as well. And where would that leave us as learners if our teachers are now being infected? Because at the end of the day, who is going to teach us then if our teachers cannot be at school because they are also facing so much danger? And I think that the safety of our teachers especially has really been overlooked, because they they consider to be strong, and they definitely are. There's no doubt about that, but they cannot be overlooked because they have family at home. Many of them still live with parents, even elderly parents, and have younger children. So where would that leave them that has family, you know?
Right. Well, I can hear the emotion coming through when I speak to you, Malika. I need to wrap it up, but before I let you go, you know, will you be going to school next week?
I knew this question would come, but at this point, I am really not sure because, you know, on the one hand, I feel that not just myself, but many other matriculants across South Africa has looked so forward to this year because we literally endured so much stress along the years, throughout all these years, just to get where we are now, and just to give up at this point and go back some other time to finish. On the one hand, I feel like it's too much to just give up now. We came way too far to just give up now. And on the other hand, also, I also feel going back because our health, our lives, what about our families? So, like I said, I'm really not sure yet, but I will definitely have to wait and see how things pan out.
Yeah. And also, you know, Malika, have you considered doing online learning to continue for the year? Is that an option for you?
Could possibly be an option, but I think that it wouldn't exactly work because we have so much inequalities in our education system specifically. Because if you think about it, not all schools have the money and they don't have the necessary equipment to do these things online because so many of our learners, they live in poverty, they don't have the financial but they don't have the financial ability to actually consider online learning because even on my post on Facebook, I came across a comment where a learner was saying that she was really unable to continue doing work online because there's no money for data. And I think that if our government maybe made an attempt, our education department at least made an attempt to try the best to provide our learners with a stable internet connection, then I think maybe it would work because I think that it wouldn't exactly be fair if certain learners could only do online learning because then, like I said, that inequalities would always be there.
Malika, before I let you go, I'm not going to ask you any more questions. I'm going to read you some comments that came our way for you. Is that okay?
Yes, that's
okay.
Fine.
So some of you've got a lot of fans here on my WhatsApp line, right? So 5600 says, "Assalamu alaikum, Malika, mashallah, for your valid, mature concerns. May Allah always guide and protect you." It comes from 5600. Then 8691 says, "Salam to Malika, salute to Malika, my homegirl who share raw emotions," says 8691. And then there's so many people that actually want me to upload this thing onto my personal Facebook page as well, and to Voice of the Cape's Facebook page. So we're going to see if we can do that, you know, to upload the audio for people to go and listen to this interview as well. Assalamu alaikum, Kulam. We need future leaders like Malika, inshallah. What an amazing young lady. Everything of the best for her and the scholars of 2020. And then 5020 says, "A well-spoken Malika, I'm a parent of a grade 12 learner. I hope and make dua that the learners are going to be safe, inshallah. Ameen." Another one that came through, it says, I agree with Malika. The government must rethink about the kids going to school, teachers already infected. So I support the motion for schools not to open. I must, to be open? Amasa Shukran Gulam, you and the breakfast team. Shukran so much. I appreciate the comments coming in there. So there are many, many, many comments that's coming in. Malika, all the best, you know, and please, please, please let us know what it is that you're going to do, you know, come next week. In fact, do me a favor. I'm going to ask Lachey to give you a call on Monday. And I just want to get, if you have gone to school, you know, to get your response on that. Would that be okay?
Not a problem.
And there's another message that came in just before I let you go, from 0998. It says, "Malika for President of South Africa." So well done, Malika. Shukran so much.
Shukran so much for having me.
Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.